Sophie Park is a fourth-year music major at UVA, about to graduate with distinction. Sophie is a violinist, and she has prepared a Mozart sonata and a Bartok Rhapsody, along with two other pieces to perform on her final recital on April 10th. Today, we'll hear about her third piece for the recital.
And then the third piece on my program is a Brahms sonata. It's his second sonata. And so I think to me, Brahms and this violin sonata in particular represents being in community with others. Like if you listen to the way the piano and violin parts interact with each other, it's very full of dialogue. The piano starts a phrase and the violin like interrupts it, or the violin starts it and then the piano like takes over.
Sophie found the history of this Brahms piece to be rooted in his personal relationships at the time.
I found it interesting that a lot of the songs that Brahms was using, because for a lot of the melodies that he used in his sonata, he was referencing his own songs that he had composed. But a lot of these songs that he had composed were written for this German contralto called Hermione Spies. Also, the reason why Brahms was writing a lot of violin sonatas in this time period is because he had just been estranged from his friend named Joseph Joachim, who was a violinist. He wanted to reconcile with him, and so some people think like that's the reason why he focused on the violin sonata genre and eventually wrote his triple concerto, which united the friendship.
She also told me about how she hopes to play the sonata.
I think the typical challenges that one encounters learning Brahms pieces is just the style in general, and a lot of his pieces call for a very wide vibrato, like very long phrases, and this like very rich texture, and that's something that I've been striving for.
Sophie's recital is definitely going to be an exciting performance to watch. If you're interested in watching it, you can find it live on April 10th at 1 p.m. Find more details at music.virginia.edu.